May 11, 2023, this program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Ilahi Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the Tafsir of Imam Warifuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blocktalkradio.drmirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mubarak. Satan feared God tell man to disbelieve. Iblis was a jinn. Jinn and men created to worship Allah. So Satan seemed that he understood that if the angels didn't, and he said, none will be spared but your special ones that you choose, meaning I'm going to get the masses of them, the majority of them, I'm going to mess them up. I'm going to bring out their weaknesses and show you that this was a mistake. So this is Satan talking to God, talking to his Lord. Someone might say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the Lord of Satan. Wasn't Satan a jinn before he rebelled? And aren't the jinn a creation of God? And don't the jinn say to God, my Lord? I speak to you this way because I have been challenged by some of you. You won't do it until there is no witnesses around. You make sure there is no witnesses around, because you don't want to ever have the answer to the believers. So you wait until nobody is around. You have me all by myself. Then you start challenging what I say, what I teach, and try to show me that you know more or better. I put myself on the same level with you. You can challenge me at any time in the open. You don't have to wait until you get me in secrecy. I'm ready to be face my shortcomings before all of the people. I'd rather be created than to keep going wrong. Don't worry about the security. I will tell them I invited the brother to do this. Man creation on two levels. So the Quran, Surah 55, Ayat 1 to 4, Allah taught the Quran. The Quran, Surah 10, Ayat 16, Prophet lived a lifetime amongst you. 40 Hadith, page 64, 17, excellent in everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us his own words, the Quran through Muhammad the Prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in one of the chapters in the Quran, Ar-Rahmanu Alima Quran Kalika Insan, translated, the merciful God, the beneficent, he taught the Quran to Muhammad. So this is the first creation, and then there is the second creation, Muhammad the Prophet, present in the peace be upon him, had already lived a perfect and excellent human life. And he was 40 years old, and his people had witnessed that his life had been such. God chose him and made him a messenger or messengers of all the worlds, to all the worlds, pardon me. Rahmatul alamin, a mercy to all the world. So nature's first creation, Muhammad kept perfect. So here is the first creation that had been kept intact, had not been broken or corrupted. Muhammad had lived the first creation for 40 years, and then he sought God for help, and God responded to his call for help, and he became God's messenger, and then God began to give him Quran. And the Quran created another environment for him, a world environment. Spiritual and world environment was created for Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. And God taught him with the revelation. So the Quran, and he became a new creation, and he illuminated the whole world. And he is still illuminating the world. Now, that is the leader of the Ummah. Thank God for him. That is the leader of our Ummah, Muhammad, the prophet. So you were brought out of for humanity. God says of the Ummah, you are, but the kuntum is revelatory. It's revealing something, and the ukhrijah is the connection that we should make, so that he had to bring us out. And where in our existence, and where in matter existing as a seed, needing the right environment, the right support for it to manifest or to materialize. And we got that with the Quran and Muhammad teachings. With his example, we got that, and we materialized. We manifested, we materialized as the best community on the planet Earth, or on this planet Earth. And where is that community now? It is in serious trouble. It is in bad shape. God subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he created everything and that he inscribed upon everything excellence. So if we are students of science, and I am a student of science all of my life, I have been a student of science in my formal school situation. I was a student of science all of my life, and I am a student of science. So this creation is the work of God, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I love God, and I love to know his works so that I can know more about him. Science then tells us that everything evolved from a more simple condition or a more simple composition. And like the germ of the human being, that is also given in the Quran, in a different way, the germ of the human being comes as something that you could hardly see. You can't see it with your eyes. You can only see it as a mucus substance or something. But with microscopes, you can see the living germ. You can actually see the living germ. And it does not look like a human being. It is looking like a little worm or something. So it is not looking like a human being. But look what happens. In time, in the right environment, it becomes a man. It becomes a woman. In time. But look how simple it was. So it is evolving, and really, you are inside yourself, your consciousness, and everything. You are inside yourself. Years ago, when you were a baby, you were a little bitty thing physically, materially, flesh-wise. You were crawling on your hands and knees like an animal. And you grew with it, the right environment, other members of the human race. You grew up and you stood up and you joined the adults, walking on 2 feet and doing marvelous things with your brain and with your heart and et cetera. So this is process. This is evolving. The Quran, Surah 56, Ayah 10, foremost indeed. And the will of God is not for me to separate from the world the will of God for me is to engage the world and to prove myself worthy by taking up my matter and taking that matter to the destination. I'm not only talking about the physical, biological body, but my responsibility in the world. I must take up my full responsibility in this material world and take it up like I take up this body in the morning to take it to a job or take it to rescue a friend of mine. Pick it up and take up your whole responsibility. So in the world, and take to what Allah wants it to go, that's why we are here. That's a test. And if we do that, we will be very, very successful. We will be the leading one, foremost, in the path of God. Yes. The Quran, Surah 56, Ayah 18 to 19, why no after headaches. John 2, 7 and 9, Jesus turned water to wine. So he made us to understand that Jesus did not turn drinking water into drinking wine. That is not the water that you run out of your faucet at home. The revealed truth of God is called water in Scripture because it is only God that can lift truth up from its corrupted form, as water lifts up from its earth by the sun and bring it up from corruption and descend it back down to the earth for our drinking pure. So the book called the word of Scripture, water. And Jesus was a blessed and a righteous prophet and a righteous and a blessed servant of God who was blessed with the knowledge of interpretation, divine and spiritual wine was the word with the power to affect the heart and to affect the mind and make those dead spirit Jews jump up, clap their hands, stomp their feet, and say hallelujah and amen to the word, Jesus. So the Quran, Surah 56, Ayat 18 to 19, drink no headache. John 2, 7 and 9, turn water into wine. So water, and he turned the water into wine, right, symbolic of the social urge in the spiritual body to find the truth. The wine, you see, blood is water. Then what happens? What happens after the trip on the part Peter and the church? They didn't go back to water. Jesus had transformed the water into wine. So this is not the heavy wine. This is the wine of the Quran that lives no hangovers. They and they shall drink of it, intoxicating drink that's not wine and leave no hangover. It doesn't disturb his rest and it doesn't leave any hangover. So that's easy to drink. So vinegar spoil wine. So now, instead of talking them back, instead of taking them back to wine, he took them back, not to water, pardon me, for wine. They went back further in water. When the wine is spoiled, you don't get water, you get vinegar. You get vinegar. Vinegar mummifies life. Now, vinegar is for mummifying life. Back to Oasis, to his death, right? Mummifying life, okay. So the vinegar is for mummifying life. It is for making life appear to be alive while it's dead. So it's a substance that preserves the living appearance while the thing is dead. It crucified Jesus, right, on the cross. Praise be to Allah. And I hope you do too. You remember the story of the tablets that were passed out, right? So they crucified Jesus in the ninth hour, and in the 11th hour, he died. Now, the 11th hour is the hour of Christian church, Christians, and in the 11th hour, he died. What killed him? Vinegar. They put the vinegar in through his nose. Right away, he gave up, and he died. So what is vinegar? In the Latin language, it's acetate. Man, God, so it killed the spirit. He gave up the spirit. That's what killed him, the spirit. So he gave up the spirit of the obedience to God as God intended for man to behave. So he gives up that spirit seeking to connect man with God. So if I could go back to my origin, if I could count on the backward path of ontology, I would find myself. And when I find myself, I would find God. Mysticism, Catholicism, the belief that the priests had of Jesus, because they say in the beginning he was. Now, if they trace him back to the beginning, he was God. Internal God, one God, the true God, but now he's put in the world and he has the trouble again to find himself, to find his reality. So when he finds his reality, he's God again. Now, if you don't believe me, dear people, sorry for you. The point is God for the Catholicism or Catholic. The point is always Almighty God, hope material God on earth. They don't believe there is no other God. They don't believe there is no spirit God. They don't believe no God for them. And that's why the world of materialism tolerates the Pope. The Quran, Surah 56, Ayat 18 to 19. Drink no headache, Isaiah 63:3. Red wine press alone. Matthew 26:27-28. Wine, blood, New Testament. Bukhari, page 4, 647. Prophets, heaven, chose milk, not wine. So wine, that's which gives you good spirit. Cred means mash all the grapes out of the grapes. Pardon me. Cred means mash all of the juice out of the grapes, how they used to make the wine. So this is not talking about real wine and juice of grapes. The pressure goes back to what he said. The blood, what is the blood, what, and go back to he said according to the gospel. The wine is the blood. So wine too is the blood. So it means that gives you good spirit and the teachings of Jesus Christ. That gives you life, makes you feel lively, makes you feel good, like they feel in the church when they're hearing the preacher. The wine is blood, wine, red, so it means the social life. But look at the color of blood and wine. They're similar, right? Red, so it means the social life and the spiritual life. If you just preach to people on the spiritual life, you will be giving them life. It's like water. The water helps our thirst, but it won't make us get excited and want to go out and take charge of our life and our problems in the world. Only social teachings on the social life, makes us spirited, makes us want to go and do things together, make us say, Assalamu alaikum, brother. Hug your brother, sister, Assalamu alaikum. She hugs her sister. Because we are talking about the social life, our relationship with each other, our relationship in the home as a family, our relationship in this society as neighbors and friends and brothers and sisters. So this is what makes people feel good when we are talking on these things. That's the wine. That's the blood. That's the light. Aqwa akhira behavior Muslim. So Quran Surah 57, Ayat 3, Allah is first, last, awal akhira. Awal is for the behavior life, al-akhira, intellectual life. Awa akhira refers to here in the hereafter, and also to the growth process that we understand as the behavior and the intellectual development of the creature. Behavior, learning, and the life operates to improve behavior. So I'm suggesting that these two terms are referring to here in the hereafter, and also to the growth process that we understand as the behavior in the intellectual development of the creature. So we talk about behavior. We are talking about something that is determined by the nature, the physical life and its nature. So when we talk about the intellect, we are talking about something that has come out of that and has gotten vision, has gotten on that, that enables it to conduct itself better. So here is learning and light now operating to improve behavior, addressing a discipline, a condition, a state, an attitude. Muslim behavior has its origin in natural light. No, not only does it have Muslim nature, life, it is expressingly the excellence of the nature that is the natural light, because all of our behavior is tied to nature. So even that behavior that disobeys nature is tied to nature. It would not be possible. Muslim intellectual life is a continuation in the natural process. Al-Aqwira for the behavior life, al-Aqira intellectual life. So not of the natural process of continuation, of that natural process, Muslim intellectual life. And I have associated this intellectual life now with al-Aqira, al-Aqwara for the behavior life, al-Aqira for the intellectual life. The Quran Surah 108, Ayat 1, we have given you the abundance. John 10:10, I come so you have life more abundantly. Revelation 7:17, feed lamb in the midst of the throne. So in the scripture it says, I have come that ye may have life and have it more abundantly. So we think it means more power. It means more growth. You must bear fruit. Isn't that another saying of the book? I'm talking about the Western book. You must bear fruit. That is the condition. Another place says, feed my lamb. I come that ye will have life and have it more abundantly. So what am I saying this for? I am saying this to show you that the Quran and the Bible are saying the same essential thing. But one book has been twisted, altered. So on the surface, other ends, contrary to what God intended. So as the Quran is the corrected book, pure and straight, upright, honest, just perfect, not deception in it at all. So it is the book without deception, thick, original, meant understanding. Intellectual means thick is jurisprudence. Intellectual, we mean not only the ordinary meaning, because when we say intellectual, we mean smart. We mean fit. So what is this word translated for fit? Is jurisprudence, law. But that is not the meaning that I am referring to now. I am referring to the first meaning of this word. The scholars in Syria or law, they acknowledge that this meaning of fit today is not what it means in the time of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. It now applies to the accumulation of the legal discussions by the Jewish elite refers to that, but originally, what did it mean? Correct understanding is fit. The right understanding, and there is fit for everything in the Quran. There is fit not only for the Quran, there is fit for the Sunnah, fit for everything. What that means? Movement of scripture. How do we know? Because the hunger in the people of scripture, from book to book, cover to cover, is the hunger for understanding. The word implies scientific reality, and it is a matter of historical report of history that this religion, as Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, awakened the sciences and brought back higher learning to the dark world at that time and made possible the rejuvenation of the higher sciences that spread from Arabia into Spain and other parts of the world at that time and was finally taken over, that scientific inquiry by the Western world. So many of the Western historian scholars, they point to the fact that the Renaissance of the West was sparked by rising of the Ummah, the community under Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. So Muslims first level identified as natural instinct behavior. So Muslims on the first level is identified in natural instinct behavior. And the natural feel non-biological, we see the laws of physical operating, matter in its property, nature in her features, and the natural phenomenon is that Muslim, yes, according to our holy book, that itself is Muslim. So there is Muslim on that level. And in the biological world, I repent, life is governed by instinct. Is that Muslim? Yes. Is there anything that is not Muslim? Yes, Satan, the devil, is not Muslim. But everything that is in the order, in the nature God created, is Muslim. So Muslim second level identifies as moral conscience, morals, nature, law, expressing on a human level. On the second level, Muslim is identified in the tendency to establish moral preference. Now, here we have moved out of the purely physical, biological life, instinct, now into human life. And we are talking about moral preferences, moral conscience. So this moral sense is no stranger to nature, to the natural world. So it is just an expression on a human level. So we come into a moral mind, a moral conscience, and we sense an urge and an urgency to establish what is right from what is wrong, to live by the moral principles. So this urge to come out of nature, it is this law progressing with the evolution of the matter. The matter is the matter in its physical state, the matter in its biological state, the matter in its rational state or in its human form, progressing. So Muslim first level identify as natural law. Muslim second level identifies as instinct behavior. Muslim third represents, identified as rational conscience. So this small life is natural, inherent, implicit in the natural life of the human being, which is of the universal order of matter and light. It makes me feel much more comfortable following a discipline in religion that I know has a real base in the universal scheme of reality. I do not know about the rest of the Muslim, but we feel much better. Now, let us go and look again at the word Muslim and see what level are we on. Are we Muslims in the first, the second sense, or in the third sense? On the first level, every inanimate thing is a Muslim. Now, if you are on the second level now and you find yourself following intelligent patterns of behavior, but you are not doing it out of any respect for a moral code, you have not the moral code. So you are not the moralist. You are not even concerned with morals as such. You just find yourself following intelligent patterns of behavior. And if someone asks you why you behave that way, you are thrown off of your feet. And you tell them why, then you perhaps are a Muslim on the second level. You are a Muslim like the bird, like the rat, like the lion and the bear. You are instinctively a Muslim, but you are not yet a human. There is no human on those first two levels. I don't mean to be funny up here, but some of our conditions are funny. And I think I'm seeing people while I'm talking. I have met people who are on those levels. Though we are born a Muslim, we are not yet a human. So we don't just want to be Muslim. The identity of us is people, human beings. We don't want the Muslim of the planet, the Muslim of the sun, the Muslim of the stone, Muslim of the river, a snake, a bear, a rabbit, or a bird. We want the Muslim of man, so that the third level, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, the Muslim of the third level, Abraham, a Muslim on the third level. God sent prophets of Muslims on the third level, and their followers are people of the third level. Now, some people have a sense of what is morally right and wrong, and they follow the spirit of truth or righteousness in accord with what they sense to be right. Is that right? They do not have to be brilliant. They do not have to be Einstein. They do not have to be genius. They do not have to be intellectual. They are Muslims on the human level. But they are grades on the human level, consciously Muslim because of moral motivation, and perhaps law motivation only, but there is coming a time when the man becomes a Muslim because of intellectual motivation and moral motivation. And when he becomes a Muslim because of the intellectual and moral motivation, he is qualified to imam, qualified then to lead Muslims, to be Muslims, the teacher. So natural law is a manifestation of the will of the Creator. Animal building tell man you can do accurate things. Do you understand this word now, Muslim? So this is a great honorable title. The previous scripture, the Bible says that the peacemakers shall be called the children of the Most High God. What does that tell us? That the highest aim in creation is obedience to the will and the law of the Creator. And that obedience began when God said be, and it was. Worlds began to take shape in the void. And they came under natural law. Natural law is nothing but a manifestation of the will of the Creator. Then that natural law manifests itself in the living matter, come out of the dead matter, the biological creatures, in the sense of the instinct. He obeys instinctively. And look how rich he is in knowledge on the strength of instinct. The warp can take mud and make a beautiful artistic design. The bee takes his wax and make a beautiful, marvelous house with so much scientific wisdom in it. Perfectly structured, air-conditioned inside. This is facts. This is science. You go to school to learn how to sew. The spider never went to school, gets up and sews himself a web. You say, well, hell, how did he get it so accurate, geometrically and accurate? You think man can turn, can tunnel? If you could take some kind of an X-ray machine and look at the earth and see how the ant has tunneled himself through the earth and how he is underground farming. Where is the farming under the ground? This is an ant, and this is science. And we can go on talking about the marvelous world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised out of the dead matter under instinct. Black tricks and went to sleep. Now Europe is getting. So this is an invitation to us that you can do accurate things. You can make beautiful artistic work if you too will respect the will of God and manifest in the law of the matter that he created. Get the sciences that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Why does man get all the light? Why can't you get some of the light? It is for every creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just for the white man. So your father used to have more than Europe has. And your father was tricked, and they went to sleep. And Europe got ahead of everything, everybody. And now Europe has been tricked and is going to sleep. Why don't you get up and catch up and outstrip them? Our goal is not to be a white man. Our goal is to be a Muslim man, to outstrip all records that are established. Doesn't our Lord invite us to come into a race, into a moral competition to achieve all that is excellent and good? Original man, I want to be the second, the third, and the final man. So the first and the last, some of us just want to be the original saint. Oh, I just want to be the original man. I don't want to be the original man no longer. Then it takes me to look at him and see which direction God put him in. And once I see the direction God put him in, and I don't want to be the original man, I want to be a second man, the third man, and the final man. I want to keep improving stage by stage, step by step. I want to get so that they say he doesn't look original. He looks finished. Because the original is coarse and rough. Everything is seen original is coarse and rough. Society comes coarse and rough in its original state. But society grows into excellence that God intended for it. It becomes refined. I guess that was good for us in the first because we were anywhere in the content. Now here, in this frame of thought, so I guess our first was good for us in the first. Women complain, heard in Surah. The Quran, Surah 58, Ayat 1, women who complain. To say, look at the elephant, how big the elephant of an elephant is, and look at the size of his head. Now, look at the donkey and look at the size of his head, a big head in comparison to a body. But the elephant has a small head in comparison to the body. So I wish Pastor Jeremiah Wright was hearing what I'm saying right now, that the donkey can have 50 doctorate degrees. It doesn't make any difference. He's still a donkey. because his head is too big in comparison to his body. Any of you ever heard of the big-headed scientist called Yaqub? That's in the Nation of Islam myth. Look at the human being physically autonomy. Form, look how small our heads is in comparison to our body. So the more evolved life is, the less attention you give your own intelligence. And the more attention you give the need that your intelligence was created to serve. And you have to make sure if you are going to make decisions that is going to affect the future of mankind on this planet Earth or of our neighborhood congregation, your decision should be made by Shura Benahum. You must meet with the best minds and characters. The more decent people must meet, even females can be included. Because we know that the whole chapter is named The Woman Who Complained. If she is heard in the Quran, Holy Scripture, you know she is supposed to be heard in our Shura. The Quran Shura, 58 Ayat 7, if there are two, I am the third. The whole world could say, we don't like you. I will continue to do my best to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more company than the whole world. The whole world, they bore me. The whole world is like a big empty tomb. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not by my side, what do I need with graveyard company? I don't need graveyard company. My company is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it is the company of the faithful people who trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that kind of love, oh, it seems as though the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just seems as though the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just multiplies. Oh, yes, the more company we get, that feels the same way. It seems that the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so heavy there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if there is two of you, I am the third. If there is three, I am the fourth. If there is more, then I am the next. How wonderful it is. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Murad Speaks, Block Talk Radio. The Quran, Surah 58, Ayat 7, no secret meeting of three, Allah is the fourth. Matthew 18:20, two of three gathered, I am there. Before him doesn't mean like you are before me. You are before God all the time. He's where you are all the time. Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, said that if there is two of us, God is the third, and any number above that, God is the next. So if there is 5 billion, and so people on this earth, God is with us. He is the next. Then add one more, because there is God with us. So God is out there, and God is right here. God is with us always, have been. So meaning God doesn't mean you're going to go somewhere, Kaaba, and meet God. He lives there. That's his residence. Let's get away from this kindergarten way of seeing things. The way to God is also the way of truth. Now understand that Al-Islam is a religion that revived, Al-Islam is a religion that revives interest in the exact science and also the other science, psychology and all others. Al-Islam awakens that interest in that and made it possible for the world to come out of darkness and grow to where it has grown to today, to be a world appreciating the sciences and technology. That world has not been possible if it not had been for the Quran and Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, coming to bring the spiritual communities back to their calling. Their first calling is a calling God gave Adam, and his calling was responsible for his own life and for the world around him. Groups, sets, and vicar seeking God's guided spirit. So Quran Surah 58, Ayah 7, Allah is amongst the group. So you mean when we are interacting like we are now? Not necessarily when we are disconnected. That happens too. So when we are disconnected, because when we see ourselves disconnected, God has connected all of us. So we are connected, though we are ourselves not connected. We are connected as light, but she is talking about like we are sitting here. So there are spiritual orders, or spiritual devotional societies together just for that purpose. They have it as their main function of their spiritual organization or spiritual group to meet together. Even Muslims do this, meet together just for that purpose, so that we will learn how to have patience and how to believe in the will and the spirit of God, and how to set and have patience and reflect on God, reflect on his wonderful names, his purity, and reflect on his peace, to come more into his peace so that we become peaceful, that the things that naturally troubles us are not reaching us at that particular time. You have separated yourself from all trouble, and you are just dwelling in God's peace. I'm using these terms for what of other terms that you would perhaps understand better. To be in God's peace and to have patience and wait on him, not to ask for cake and ice cream or for a drink of water, ask for nothing. Just be patient and wait on him. So listen, the Quran Surah 58, Ayah 7, Allah is amongst the group. The question, I wonder if you could speak on something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as divine revelation, but the world has turned us to listen to each other. Could you speak on the ability of people to listen to other people in the spiritual realm? Email W.D. Muhammad. You mean when we are interacting like we are now? Not necessarily. So when we are disconnected, that happens too. When we are disconnected, because when we see ourselves disconnected, God has connected all of us. So we are connected, though we see ourselves not connected. So we are not connected as light, but see, it is talking about like we are sitting here. There are spiritual orders or spiritual devotional societies that meet together just for that purpose. They have it as a main function of their spiritual organization or spiritual group to meet together. Even Muslims do this, meet together just for that purpose, so that we will learn how to have patience and how to believe in the will and the spirit of God, and how to set and have patience and reflect on God, reflect on his wonderful names, his purity, and reflect on his peace, to come more into his peace so that we become peaceful, that the things that normally trouble us are not reaching us at that particular time. You have separated yourself from all trouble, and you are just dwelling in God's peace. I'm using these terms for what of other terms that you would perhaps understand better, to be in God's peace and to have patience and wait on him, not to ask for cake and ice cream or for the drink of water, ask for nothing. Just be patient and wait on him. And while you are waiting patiently, you are doing this in conjunction with other members in your immediate environment and circumstances. And if you do that, God brings great relief to your soul and spirit. And sometimes God enriches your mind and understanding. You should wait on God to manifest in one of you his mercy and his blessing to the effects. So these spiritual orders believe that one person will speak. Sometimes one will speak and another will follow and the different one will speak who are witnessing this. They believe that when they speak, it is God they are hearing and not themselves. I said all of that to point to the people who have faith. First, we must have serious faith, like those people who have practiced that kind of spiritual obedience and silence, where they silence their own interests for the sake of knowing God. So we have to have faith, and we have to have patience, and we have to have that degree of seriousness to have what we need to listen to each other. The wisest of people, you can have a room full of PhDs, and they have trouble listening to each other. It is not a lot of knowledge that is needed to have us listen to each other. It is just a certain condition of the spirit and the soul. We need to be able to listen to each other. So we put God first and foremost, and we realize that what we have to offer is absolutely nothing when it is seen in the light of what God has to offer us. And we don't think of ourselves so important, then we can shut our mouth for a while and listen to each other. The truth of real intelligence is that you will listen to others. So that is one of the greatest signs and greatest evidence of a person being intelligent. They will listen to others. Anybody who has to talk all the time and is comfortable listening to other persons, even though that person may be under you in knowledge or formal education. If you have no willing spirit to listen to them, your intellect is flawed badly. Sister, you have a listener here. I love to listen to others. I encourage all of you to listen more. Then you talk, listen a lot, and talk a little. The Quran, Surah 59, Ayah 7. Wealth not circulate in hand of a few welfarers. Luke 10:30, Good Samaritan. Verse 6, okay, and the reborn who are near, okay, and the neighbor who are strangers, they say, and the companion by your side, was Nesabira, was Nesabil, and the welfarer, was Nesabil, and the traveler are like you, a child of the road. It's a welfarer, child of the road. So it's not exactly child of the road, because child of the road means a person who never had a home, like a person who's always been out of doors. But this means, yes, child of the road. He is that what Webnesabil means, that they are homeless. A person that's stranded in the road, and those stranded in the road, yes, sir. Some people just roam from place to place. What you call people like that, vagabond. A vagabond, no, that's an ugly sense. And this is a good sense. Webmaster Bill is out of time, because a long time ago, people used to be of the road, and it was honorable. They would be traveling for work in different places, never settling down in any place. Or they would be traveling like the Bedouin, moving their whole community. So that these persons are traveling place to place, like maybe looking for income, but it might be stranded tonight. He needs some place to stay until he can find a job in the place. So, you know, something like that. Not quite that either. And then some would just travel for education. That would be the way he got his education, how he would travel to different places. He would get some information on certain scholars in such place, and he would travel all the way just to go to that scholar. And after he studied there, he'd move on to another place. So there was many reasons why there were people of the road, you know. So really the time has changed, and this meaning is no more the same to be applied, you see. So I think if we put persons stranded in the road, and I think it would be better because it's a person that deserves some help. Okay, now, here is a problem connected with the hereafter. It's charged in the morning long time ago, his word for host, pardon me, guest for guest host. But the word is guest, right? So guest plural. So this word now is a long time ago. It would be right. I mean, even in this connection, it would be good. Be all right. But now it's not. So you know, this word used to mean like good Samaritan, the man who needed help, the victim, in the parable of the good Samaritan. So he was deaf-fi. He was deaf-fi is singular. I believe for this word deaf-fi means your guest or guest, deaf-fi. But it means that the guest is on you at that time. The guest is on you because of some need or some weakness of some kind. So really, in their thinking, in another society, it's good. But in our society, I don't think it's so good. Even in their society now, there's change. That's why we get stranded. So this death fire means a guest who needs your support, needs your protection, pardon me, needs your protection, you see. And you know the word deafy means weak and sickly and something. But this deafy is of the same word, but it is not a vice. It's not a weakness because of sickness. It is a weakness because of the situation. So your guest in older days was somebody who was stranded like the welfare. He is a victim of circumstances. Then we took him to the inn, and at the inn, he become a deafy, which is the singular of this word. So he becomes a guest. So the guest, because of his weakness, so there are some weaknesses, some needs, you see. So he needed protection of the inn, right? So we don't want this kind of word. We don't want is the other word that you use. You want visitor. And even if you go to another place, another city, your host, some people is still would be better to treat them as visitors. There is deafy. So what I would suggest is that you just get rid of all the Arabic and don't use the Arabic terminology, but use guests in English. That's right. Use hosts and hostesses. That's right. Use just the English. Host. Hostess is hospitality. And the treatment of the word is good. Okay, so just leave all the Arabic out. The Arabic word has a different meaning, and it should have been treated or treated too if you are going to use English, you see. So you have to treat the Arabic word, defy, comes from, as I say, it, and it won't quit. It won't quite fit with what want to do. You see, because those people are not people who need your protection or stranded or something. Although when somebody comes into your meeting, they are your responsibility. They are, if they get hurt in there, you're responsible. So they are in a weaker situation when they are your guests. So they are in a weaker situation. But I think if we went into it and explained, put English beneath the meaning and could do it to the Arabic. So I say if we do it to the Arabic, we'll have to trace it back to a dependency on us or something. And we wouldn't want them to think like that, or you could, or you're conscious of them. Something's used in there, in here, is okay. In fact, the English, all of this English is okay, but to treat the Arabic definition will be a problem. So we won't take all the Arabic out. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Marat Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m., inshallah. It only means if it please God. Thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us. And bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.